Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to the What We Said podcast. It's Tuesday, the best day of the gosh darned week. And your girls are here to give you the tea. And the tea is embarrassing this week. We're reading your embarrassing stories.
The piping hot tea is all of your embarrassing stories that we absolutely cannot wait to dive into.
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice anything different about me?
Yeah, your short nails. I was going to say something about them, but...
Welcome to the sausage festival with my sausage hands. Amazing.
No, they're really cute. Something... Are those your real nails?
Yeah, so...
They're super long.
I wouldn't say super long, but this side... is way longer than this side,
yeah.
And she didn't even them out, which I'm like, okay, slay.
It looks natural. But
yeah, these are my real nails. I ripped off, I had a little mentee bee, as we call it, a little mental breakdown. I had this weird moment of like claustrophobia with my nails, which I honestly never have.
I get them all the time, every time I have nails.
Yeah, you rip yours off a lot.
A lot.
I never rip them off. And I mean never. Like I haven't tried to remove my own acrylics or anything like that in years.
You're down bad.
I had a moment. I'm like, they were kind of overgrown and I couldn't. I knew I wasn't going to be able to get in to see Ivy, like to see my nail girl. And I'm like, I think these just might have to go. Like, I've been kind of contemplating it. I did make a TikTok jokingly saying like, you know, we're all talking about natural nail girl summer, but some of us aren't so lucky. Okay. We don't have the long, slender, beautiful fingers. So that's why we have acrylics. But, you know, anyway, I just had a moment where I was like, I think these have got to go. So I tried to take them off myself.
What did you do? Did you rip or did you soak?
I soaked.
Soaking is actually the worst to do at home.
So I did acetone. I soaked cotton balls in acetone.
Your first mistake.
That's literally what they do at the nail salon.
I know, but then they have their file that they file it down afterwards.
Like a drill.
Come off. That's why I just rip mine off.
Okay, but I don't even know how you go about doing that without ripping your entire literal nail off. Because
it's a long game. It's a long game of picking.
Doesn't that hurt so bad?
Sometimes.
So I was watching Love Island, which we'll get into. And I put the cotton balls in my fingernails, put the foil on, let them soak for like 20 minutes, took them off. Rock hard still. I'm like, okay. But I did start filing them and it was a little easier. Basically, it took me like 2 hours to get one side off. The other side, I just didn't even bother. I'm like, whatever, I'm making a nail appointment tomorrow. So I made a nail appointment and I got some gel on my natural nails and they are fine.
Mm-hmm.
Not great.
I think they're cute.
But they're cute enough.
Yeah. You know, Kim Kardashian has them, so they're cool.
This hand is giving 2017.
Why?
Don't you think?
Because of the shape of it? No,
a little.
But it's natural. Your natural nails never go out of style, you know?
Yeah.
The natural shape.
I was thinking, do you think I should round them a little more? A two square.
It's hard to see from this angle. Oh, they're actually perfect rectangles.
Great. Not literal chunks.
No, they actually look really good. They look perfectly manicured.
All right. Maybe I'll keep them.
Yeah,
like
just
this.
Keep them.
It does feel good. I won't lie. Yeah. Like just doing things. I'm like, just honestly, it feels kind of nice. So we'll see how long this lasts or if I just have another breakdown and go back and get my long nails. But sometimes I just feel this draw. Oh. I also was very humbled because you know what? You know what she asked me?
What?
She's like, do you spray tan? I said, yeah. That's what she asked me at the nail salon.
I don't get it. What do you mean?
Me neither. Like, how does she know?
Just looking at you?
Yes.
Oh.
She's doing.
I thought you meant because your like tan came off from your fingers or something.
Well, that's the problem. I thought my tan looked. I have self tanner on right now, but I thought it looked very natural. She's like, you spray tan? I'm like, yes. What's it do you? I'm like, whoa.
No, this is natural.
But I'm like, literally, I thought it looked so natural. I'm so confused.
Maybe she's
just like rubbing off in some area that I don't know about.
I wouldn't know you're wearing a self tan. Because I've never seen your skin.
So. True. Oh, you want to see it? I'll give you a freaking sneak peek. Yeah. You've never seen that
Wait,
before.
I was going to ask how your laser's been.
I've been thinking like I haven't been going for more. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But it's great.
How many rounds did you do?
Oh, I don't remember.
Like do you
seven?
Have to shave your armpits?
Yeah, but not as much at all.
Ugh, I feel like I need to do that so bad.
But I will say like.
What about your bikini line?
You still have to shave it. It's just not as thick and it's not as frequent. Everything is better. But I do need to go for more rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like I probably should. I should probably honestly schedule that.
But even just having it be thinner and just
fine.
Oh,
it's way better. Like I haven't shaved my armpits in like definitely a week.
Wait, you're joking.
No.
A week?
Yeah.
You should see mine. It's been since this morning. My armpit hairs are insane. They are so insane. I need to carry
a freaking
razor. I
want you to honestly feel it. Feel it. You should.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Like, you can feel the hair,
but
it's not.
But they seem really thin.
Yeah, it's way thinner.
Actually, I think I just shaved this morning, maybe. Last night. They're not horrible right now, but. Oh, that's, like, my cross to bear in this life is my freaking hairy armpits.
You should.
I've just been thinking about it because it's summer.
It. Yeah. And the armpits is so easy. Like, if you just wanted to do armpits, too. Literally so easy.
And bikini not even, line.
Yeah.
Because that is so annoying.
It truly is.
It's just annoying to shave.
Anyway, what's new with you?
Oh, I was going to tell you. I haven't told you this yet. We got another car.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Like 2 days ago, I think. Or
Sorry?
Yesterday. But we didn't get a new car. We got a second car. So we still have our Subaru. That thing is attached to us. That's ours forever, I guess. We're trauma bonded, so... But we got a new, older car. So we just wanted one that we, like, bought in cash.
Like a vintage car?
It's not vintage. It's 2008.
Okay.
But it's a Porsche Cayenne. And it's really cute.
Ooh.
And we were looking at some older, like, more vintage cars. So this is on the brink of vintage. Isn't vintage 20 years or older?
I think so.
So this is almost vintage. But... Which I like. I'm like, you know what? In 10 years, it will be vintage. And
I can't even picture what that looks like.
It actually is really cute. It's just, I mean, it's on the brink of being like, not choogy is not even a word, but like, I'll just have to show it to you. It's cute. It's like a white one. It has like dark tan leather seats. It's really fun to drive. It's just like, we just needed a car to like jet around town. For both of us to be able to leave at different times, like one of us with Case. But we were going to go older and get like a vintage like Land Cruiser or something that's like good for the beach or, you know, just a big car. But they're not safe. So we were like, I was looking at all the safety features. It's like, well, you might as well be like driving in a something, something. And I was just like, okay, well, if we're getting this to like literally drive our child around in it.
Yeah.
We need it to have like updated new safety features. So that was about as old as we were going to go. It was like early 2000s. Because like 90s, 80s cars, their safety is just not good. So it's really cute and we love it. So that's been literally life changing to have two cars, even in 2 days. Like I can go somewhere, I can take Case and Nick can actually leave the house and like go do something that he wants to do.
It's so nice to have two cars.
Oh my gosh, it's so nice. I'm like, why didn't we do this earlier? So yeah, it was nice because we just bought it in cash and... We were looking to buy a new car, like a new brand new car.
Yeah.
But That's freaking expensive.
It's crazy expensive.
And I'm like, all of our cars are paid off. I'm like, do I really want to be starting to pay this humongous like payment every month for a car?
I know. It's hard to justify it when your cars are paid off.
I want new seat warmers and a headrest that wraps around my head.
The headrest. I'm dead.
And I want to be able to control things with my brain.
I want to see a photo. Do you have any photos of it?
Probably not, honestly.
No, when we got the rabbit, I was like, oh, that'll be fun for Leif to use. Like, I still haven't even learned how to drive it, which is so bad. I really want to learn how to drive stick.
Oh, yeah.
But we were like, I was like, oh, that'll be nice. Like, we can take it to the beach and like, Leif can drive it around sometimes. He drives it every single day.
Yeah.
It is his car essentially. Like, and it really is so game changing to have two cars. Like, we felt the same way where we're like, we don't really need it. Like, we're always, you know, we can make it work. It's not really worth getting a whole new car, you know. But then once we got it, we're like, oh,
no,
yeah.
You can make it work until you can't anymore.
Especially okay. With a kid, I'm sure it's like way different.
Yeah. This is like
cute.
The back. It's like, I would say it's retro-ish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not vintage looking, but the inside's really cute.
Cute.
And it has like, I mean, it's like smart enough.
I love like tan leather seats so
I know.
Much. Like,
just
that
being
is,
in it, I'm like, wow, I love this.
Yeah.
More than our Subaru. And our Subaru's like newer.
Yeah. It's a vibe. Slay.
So yeah, that's my update. It's been literally so nice.
That's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Should we talk about Love Island US? But the problem is that once we talk about it, it's going to be outdated. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it'll be way outdated.
That's the problem with it coming out so freaking much every freaking day.
I know.
Well,
because we'll be like 6 episodes behind.
My overall thoughts are I don't really like anyone, honestly.
No.
I like KK. And I kind of like, I like Kenzo and Carmen right now. Okay, when we're recording this, they just got into Casa Amor.
Yeah.
So I don't
and,
know what happens
nothing
after.
Has happened
as of now, I like Carmen and Kenzo together. I think they're cute. And maybe that's just because they're from Arizona. So I feel like I know them somehow. I'm like, yeah, I get you guys. Like, I know like the kind of people,
the vibes.
Are, you know?
Yeah.
Keenan's got to go. I don't know what he's slipping up about. And I don't know why KK is still even worried about him. I'm
I
like,
don't know why he needs a test every 5 seconds.
No.
Why do all men need a test and none of the girls ever do? On Love Island in general, just as a rule of thumb, it's always the guy that's like, yeah, well, we need a test. Like, I need to see. I need to, like, kiss a few other girls and see. And the girls are like, I don't need a test. I know I like you.
Guess what? You can just choose to be with me.
Yes.
You don't have to, like, leave it up to fate. You think is the test that you'll never be attracted to another woman again? Because if so, I will never get into a relationship with you.
Right.
Is that a test?
No.
Oh, she's my type on paper, so I gotta try this out. And he's had a test with literally
3 different girls.
5 different girls. Every girl that comes in, he's like, oh, she's got that smile. I've gotta test this out.
And then he said that he was gonna close it off with her right before. He's like, no, like tonight I was, you know, the girls left for Casa and the boys didn't know. And he was like super upset because he was saying, tonight was the
I'm
night
so
I
happy.
Was gonna whatever. And then it shows in the previews. He's like getting all cozy and cuddly. I'm like, sir.
No. I think he is so damaged somehow from, he is so scared of being hurt by a girl. Like, and feeling dumb. He said that a million times. He's like, I just don't want to put my heart out there. It's like, do you guys not realize that that is what love is? Like, you have to put yourself out there. Be standing by yourself. Even if you look like an idiot, that's okay. That's the point.
Yeah. And KK seems like she's very
loyal. I hope
loyal
she brings a guy back
great.
So like, bad.
That would be awesome.
Okay. And I hope he's standing by himself.
You know, please. You know that guy in Casa Amor, like, with the girls, his name's Rob.
Snake guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snake guy? You know who he's giving?
Who?
Leif. He is, okay, and I say that by, I've only seen one episode of the minute. So if by now he's a toxic, terrible person, then I take it
I
back.
I rebuke, yeah.
But when he was speaking to Carmen, I was telling Leif, I'm like, if that is not you on our first date.
Just not being serious at all.
Not being serious at all. And also saying, I think I've said this before, which it's funny because I was seeing two different types. Like, I saw on my TikTok a few clips of him and people were either like, I hate him so much. Like, he's a walking red flag. Or people were like, I'm obsessed with him. He's like, he's so funny.
Yeah.
And I've said before, when I went on my first date with Leif, I was like trying to read him because he has a very dry sense of humor. And so he would say something and I'm like,
For the first five years I knew Leif, I didn't know if he was joking or not. Yes. I would like have to look at him for a good 10 minutes after the joke and be like, I can't tell if you were being serious or not.
And so imagine being on your first date with him. And he's just saying stuff and I'm like, I would laugh and then he'd kind of not be laughing. And I'm like, wait,
now that
he
said
joking?
That, I can see that when he was just like, what are you saying? What, are you being serious?
And then he goes, this is the thing that I'm like, that is so you. And it sounds so bad. But when she was like, I don't want you to feel like you have to explain things to me. He's like, oh no, I don't have to explain anything to you. He's like, I don't even know you. I don't even like you that much. I'm like, that is something you would have said. And that's why when I first met him, I was like, I can't tell if you're rude, funny, weird. Like, I don't know what's going on. And then after I knew Leif, I'm talking about Leif now. Like after I knew him for a few weeks, I was like, okay. So he's pretty much always like, it's a bit.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the times what he's saying is a complete bit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was making me laugh. I'm like, for that reason, I like him because I think he's funny.
Yeah.
He reminds me a lot.
I like him too. I was thinking it was to have like fun, Carmen and him together.
Yeah.
Carmen and Rob. And I was like, oh, dang it. But I really did like her and Kenzo together. They seemed like they had like a soul connection, her and Kenzo. Because they just like automatically clicked and whatever.
I don't necessarily think that her and Rob are like a great match. I think they're cute together and they would have fun. But I feel like I want her to bring him back kind of just because I think he's like,
he could be a funny
addition to the show.
It was funny when she was like, he's like, I really felt like we vibed. She's like, yeah, but I feel... She was also reading him.
Yeah,
she was.
She was.
She's like, I feel like you could vibe with anyone. He's like, yeah, I can, but I want to vibe with you.
Yeah. It was also funny to me when she was like talking about her tattoo. She's like, I felt like that was like the less cringy one I could do. He's like, yeah. He's like, it's bad. It's not that bad, but good thing it's small. Like,
yeah.
Just absolutely reading into her.
I know.
But it was funny.
I want all of the girls to bring someone back, I feel like.
I hate all the men, like the original men.
Yes.
There's literally, I'm trying to think of anyone I like.
Like Marco gives, I love Hannah too, I will say.
Yeah, I like her too. She's cool.
I'm so confused why she's with Marco. I'm like when,
they're like obsessed.
With Mara.
Uh-huh.
Mara. When they were like, what girls are dating out of their league? And the answer, like the America voted Marco and Keenan. And they were so salty, Marco and Keenan. I'm like, that is a red flag. I feel like if that's a normal guy with a good head on their shoulders, they'd be like, yeah, I am. Like, my girl's a baddie. Like, what are you getting, like,
mad about?
Your head out of your butt. Why are you so mad about that? It's stupid.
That is stupid.
And
however,
you're so childish.
If the roles were reversed, would it be offensive?
What?
If they said, like, this guy is out of your league.
Of course, but that's the difference. A guy is supposed to think, yeah, I'm dating out of my league. Like, of course, my girl is way more beautiful than me. Like, I'm the luckiest man in the world.
True.
If you call it, guy's whole, in society, men are not valued for their looks, really.
True.
I mean, yeah, it's a bonus. Women are valued in society for their looks.
True.
So if you were to say it to a man in that challenge, like, you know, what they're valued on, like providing and being manly.
True.
Like, yeah.
Then it would be like offensive to them.
So,
by nature. That makes sense. Yeah.
I liked Emily and Harrison too. I was sad they went home.
Yeah, they were cute.
Emily
he
was taking it like Harrison
she,
was.
She was a really good sport.
Yes, she was. I liked her.
You know what's always like a teachable moment for me is when like I picture myself in the situation and I'm like, wow, I would probably be so offended.
Yeah, if America just hated you.
Yes. Like if I just got voted like lowest
girl who's
everything.
There for clout.
Yeah, girl who's there for clout. Like basically it's like, oh, wow.
Who's
America's watching me and they literally hate me. I'd be like, I am so insecure now.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I'm watching the show and if someone gets butthurt, I'm like,
come on.
Like, and if they're just a good sport, it makes me like them so much more.
Exactly.
So it's a good learning experience to just be a good sport at things and be like,
yeah,
it's fine.
Wait, did you watch this episode where the girls came in to Casa Amor for the guys?
Yeah, I'm all
episode 20. Was that the one that like, you know, I watched it today, so I don't know if it was like new today. When Bergie and that girl had their moment and the like music they put.
Yeah.
The blonde girl.
Uh-huh.
Just trying to make it like they, and I hope
are
meant
soulmates.
To be. I'm like.
They had one conversation.
This man has been so just horribly single this whole time. that the moment he has a conversation with a girl and they're flirting, it's like
fireworks going off
in the background.
I know.
The producers are making all this music, like the sunset. They're like,
I actually hope that they are.
Oh, same.
That they, because they did they seem so like cute. They were having a cute little moment.
For sure.
But I'm like, please, please, please. I hope she doesn't like, not trick him, but like, yeah. I hope she's not just trying to get in, because she knows if she flirts with him, she's getting in.
Yeah.
And because he's had
true,
no
that
one,
would be a good gameplay, honestly.
You know? And then once she gets in, she's like, yeah, I'm still open. And then gets to know other people and leaves him in the dust.
He seemed more flirty, though, with her. He seemed less awkward, because this man has been so painfully awkward this entire time, that I'm like, I want to root for you, but dude, you have to have some riz. Like, it's some riz.
Oh, the riz is, no. There's not 1 ounce of riz.
He's running on empty.
It's so...
But with her, I felt like he kind of did.
He was doing better.
So I felt like that was a good sign.
Like, you want to root for him because he's not the underdog, but like, he's been, single the whole time. Everyone.
No girl likes him.
No girl likes him. And so you're like, oh, come on, come on, come on. But then you hear like the stuff he says and it's like, okay.
Let's go.
Not that. Just even when he's on dates and he's like, just going overboard.
He was going crazy with Himani.
He was going crazy. And I'm like, You've got to like hold back a little bit.
But the let's go, if I hear him say that one more time. Now I know how people feel when they listen to us and we say the same word over and over again. Him saying like, let's go. I'm like, I cannot hear you say that one more time, especially in like a romantic setting. She'll be like, I think you're cute. He's like, let's go.
Wait, really? I haven't even noticed.
Yes.
Oh, no. Now I'm going to notice with it every 5 seconds. Oh, yeah,
he was going crazy. He was going crazy with Monty. He's like, you have the best lips. You have the best teeth. I was... just feeling so awkward.
You know what I feel like they're more?
Love you though, Bergie, if you're listening.
Love you, King. Literally still in the villa. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. I feel like they're more sexual in Love Island USA, like in the way.
Yeah, they are.
That they speak. Because Love Island as it is like more
sex-centered.
Sexual. Yeah. Like, but
they're all
specifically.
Hot.
In the U.S., I feel like just their verbiage and the things they say, I'm like, whoa. I feel like it kind of, not like turns me off, but for example, one of the guys was like, kissed one of the girls and then was like, oh, she has like big, nice lips and like a fat, juicy tongue. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
That's going to be a no from
me. Wait, that was Jonah. Like
no.
A big tongue?
And I'm just,
what is that
it
about?
Just seemed like, I don't know.
Weird.
Kind of like bad taste.
Yeah.
Like just the... And I feel like that a lot. Like a lot of the comments, specifically that the guys make.
Yes.
I'm like, you're kind of grossing me out. Like you're focused way too much on physical and like sex.
They're hornier than the UK maybe.
UK seems like a little more... I don't even know the word.
Say it.
I truly don't know the word. Like poised or something.
Classy.
I don't know. Classy maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
I know.
Anyway.
It's so good.
Again,
though.
We're probably completely out of like so much has probably happened by now. So
I hope all my predictions are true. I hope that Keenan comes back alone because he should if he ever wants a future with KK. If he brings back a girl.
No, he is done if he brings back
a
girl.
And I hope KK brings back
one of the guys.
A guy that she likes. And I hope Imani brings someone back. I hope
kind of all the girls do.
Yeah,
Hannah
who else is
probably
in there?
Won't, but...
Yeah, I kind of hope Hannah doesn't, even though I don't like Marco. They are, like, obsessed with each other, so...
Yeah.
Who else is in there?
Destiny.
Carmen. Oh, Destiny.
I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into it. I'm sorry.
Well, I hope she brings someone back.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't even have anyone, really.
No.
Okay, let's get into these stories.
Let's get into embarrassing moments.
Woohoo!
I love
this is one of my favorite topics, and it just never fails. Knock on wood. Let's hope these are good.
Always, always, always hits.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Ran into a glass door at a Halloween party in college and broke my nose. Oh. The living room was completely full, so a ton of people saw. I was dressed like a thumb from Spy Kids.
I'm sorry.
Oh, there's nothing worse than being in costume. It's like Vanderpump Rules. At their bachelorette party, the classic iconic scene where Tom's like, I'm sick of seeing him be treated like a battered wife. And he kicks the door open, but they're in drag. And so Tom's like, yeah, dressed like a woman. Oh, there's like, you can't take anyone seriously.
So humbling.
You have a broken nose and you're dressed like a thumb. That is such a good costume. I want that.
That is good. Okay, jumping into the front seat of my mom's car and telling her all the details about a guy in my class and how in love with him I am. only for her to signal to me that he was in the back seat and had heard my whole conversation.
What?
We were neighbors and we're giving him a ride home.
Oh my gosh.
I'm cringing so hard.
Oh my, that's so bad. What happened?
We ended up dating, but quickly broke up because he's a horrible person. No regrets, babes. Love y'all so much. You get me through the week.
Oh,
you're joking. My
gosh.
Can you imagine?
That is hilarious.
Immediately getting in the car being like, Mom, I'm obsessed. Looks back.
He's sitting in your car.
He is in the back seat. I would call myself.
I was thinking she maybe sent a voice message.
No, he's in the car.
He's quite literally behind her.
He's right behind me, isn't he? I'm not okay.
I hope she said that. Her mom's like pointing to the back. She's like, he's right behind me, isn't he?
Right before recording, I made myself a protein shake. I was vlogging it as well. And I did Clean Simple Eats vanilla protein with some like water, coconut yogurt, ice, frozen blueberries, and almond butter.
Ooh.
And it was delicious. When I posted that we had a Clean Simple Eats code on my Instagram, people were wildin', okay? Clean Simple Eats is really popular and it is super viral on TikTok as well, the brand. They have a ton of different protein powders, really, really good flavors. I love their chocolate, their vanilla, their coconut cream. They have like a peaches and cream one. So many different options. And you guys know I also love the orange juice with the vanilla protein combo. It is so freaking good. Usually protein powder has that like specific chalky aftertaste, but Clean Simple Eats truly does not have that. It's so creamy, so smooth with zero chalkiness. And you can mix it with like almond milk, add it to your oatmeal. You can put it in, you know, any type of smoothie or shake, obviously froth it in orange juice, like I mentioned, and you're going to love it. You're going to be hooked.
Their protein powder is always grass-fed with no artificial ingredients, third-party tested, non-GMO, and gluten-free. They have 26 delicious all-natural flavors, and you can try 10 of them in their protein variety pack, which is only $18 with our code. So if you want to see, you know, try everything out before you buy a big bulk purchase, that is the move. Visit cleansimpleeats.com and use the code WHATWESAID at checkout for 20% off your first order. That's cleansimpleeats.com, code what we said for 20% off your first order. Again, that's code what we said. Go check it out.
Guys, we're talking about Newport Beach, California. One of our favorite places and a very special place to us. So it's very fun that we get to talk about it. Newport Beach is an intimate oasis nestled in coastal Orange County, California, with the perfect mix of luxe and charm. Has an alfresco lifestyle centered around its water, from pristine beaches to its yacht harbor, which offer a wide variety of experiences to enjoy under the sun with a saltwater breeze. There are so many fun things to do in Newport. Also, so many amazing restaurants and activities. You can rent like an electric boat, a little Duffy boat. You may have seen me post doing that before, because Leif and I have done that a couple of times and it's so, so fun. They have very cute like shopping areas and boutiques, places you can do like a little sunset cruise, or you can simply chill at a resort pool with some drinks. It is such a perfect coastal destination to visit, especially in the summertime.
I feel like everyone and their mom and I mean that literally, comes to Newport for the summer vacation because it is just the ultimate place for families. It's great for couples. It's fun for girls' trips. You can rent a place by the beach, just hang out at the beach all day. Or like JC was saying, like there's lots of really good places to eat, fun things to do. You can go paddleboarding, you can go kayaking in the bay. It's literally the most beautiful place and the food is to die for. Discover your perfect summer getaway in Newport Beach, California, where sun-kissed beaches, vibrant coastal luxury, trendy hotspots, and life on the water awaits. Indulge in more getaways, more me time, and more memories. Experience more in Newport Beach this summer. For destination inspiration, sail to visitnewportbeach.com/summer or follow at Visit Newport Beach on all social platforms to start planning your dream summer escape today.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
My fiancé, our realtor, and I were all looking at a house together. I had bad stomach cramps and was trying to let out a silent fart.
Oh, shit.
My butt played a trick on me, and as we were all standing in the kitchen together, the fuggliest of fuggly farts came out, loud and smelly.
You're joking.
I wanted to crawl in a hole and die. Oh, my gosh. Loud and smelly.
The fact that it smelled, honestly, it truly makes it so much worse. What do you even say?
Nothing. Honestly, just exit the premises.
What would you do truly?
I think, honestly, this is so embarrassing. This is even more embarrassing. I think I would just like be too in shock to even say anything. I think I'd just stand
Please.
There.
I feel like I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
Actually, I'd probably laugh like, I'm so sorry. Like this. I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah. There's nothing to say,
especially
though.
Especially if it's silent. If people are talking, like you kind of can just be like, I know we all heard, then like, let's just all pretend that didn't happen.
Oh, I cannot imagine. Like your realtor too, who's like, that's not like a close person
to
you.
He's like, I will not be working with you any longer.
I queefed in front of my boyfriend's family and his dad said, don't worry, we all have vagina farts. He was an OBGYN. How did they know it was a queef?
I feel like you can kind of tell. If you know, you know. I mean, he's an OBGYN. It's like, I'm sure he's heard a few
in his days and seen. It's like, don't say that to me.
No. That is so embarrassing. What's more embarrassing, though?
Nothing.
A fart or a queef? When I learned what that word was in seventh grade, because all the kids on the bus were calling girls that.
Awesome.
Like, you're a queef, you're a queef.
Okay, really? You're joking.
And I was like, what is that? And then someone told me, and I was like, that's not real. So in seventh grade, I'm like, what? That's not real. And sure enough,
until
they are.
The fateful day. Oh,
sure enough, my they gosh. Are. Especially after you give birth, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just say something there. It's not the same down there.
Oh, no.
It's better.
Awesome.
My coworker that I had a crush on asked me what I was doing on Saturday. And I flirtatiously said, no plans yet. What you thinking? And he asked me if I could cover his shift. I never recovered. Love you gals endlessly.
What you thinking? He's like, you working in place of me.
So I go on a date with my dream girl.
Please.
Oh, that's so bad.
That reminds me of like, I think someone wrote in. And they were like, the cashier or something asked for their phone number. And they're like, oh, I have a boyfriend. He's like, it's for the rewards program.
Oh, yeah.
Like just thinking that they're in love with you and they're simply not. I was about 36 weeks pregnant and at a smoothie place when an old man asked me, so what are you feeding that baby? And I said, I'm considering breastfeeding. And he replied, I meant what kind of smoothie did you get? Bye.
So much information.
She's like, maybe formula. We'll see. He's like, I meant to get strawberry
banana.
I have
larger than normal nipples, so we'll see how breastfeeding goes for me. We might try to get some formula, but it's just really hard to pick these days. He's like, ma'am, I'm trying to take your order.
I'm done.
Bye. I pooped for the first time at my boyfriend's house. And ladies, I clogged the toilet and there was no plunger. And there was no fixing that myself. So I finally asked my boyfriend for a plunger. Well, he didn't even have one. So he had to go ask his roommate for a plunger for my clog. Not the whole house knowing.
To make
matters worse, he tells me, babe, my poop hasn't even clogged that toilet. And that is why I can never poop at his house again. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so terrified. You got to do everything. When you're in the beginning stages of a relationship, you have got to do anything to avoid pooping at their house. I truly believe that.
I saw a girl and she gave a tutorial, literally, on ways to poop at your boyfriend's house when you're not yet ready to, like, be a functioning human being with, you know, bodily functions. She was saying, tell him, like, oh, I'm going to shower and just, like, freshen up. So you have, she's like, it gives you time and it gives you a noise cover. Mm-hmm. Or you can say you're going to blow dry and do your hair real quick. Like, I just need to give myself, like, a little, you know, blowout.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the hair dry, you have a noise cover, and you have time.
You need to do two blowouts. That's what, that's a thing. Yeah. But you don't have to know that.
Yeah, you can say, I have to go do myself a blowout. He won't know the difference. Actually, he and probably won't even know what a blowout is
and
for
then
your hair.
You're not lying either.
It's true.
Wow. Kill two birds with one stone.
Kill two bitches.
No. But birds. Oh, is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Not only did I start my period while giving my pee sample to donate plasma, I then passed out, peed my pants while I was out, woke up throwing up.
Oh, ma'am, are you
okay?
And
they noticed I was covered in hives. Lastly, I had my new boyfriend there with me donating. Never went back again.
Are you okay?
Are you literally...
Hives, peed yourself, passed out.
Started her period, passed out, woke up throwing up and had hives.
No. And peed herself.
And peed her pants. Sis.
What's going on? What happened that day?
What is going on with that? Not with the new boyfriend.
No, 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 no. I forgot the words to the national anthem while singing it at a college basketball game in front of 2,000 people. I decided to start the song all over and the whole entire crowd was singing it for me.
Oh,
shit. Oh, not the crowd singing it for you. It's even more embarrassing.
Not starting over.
They're like,
how far were you into it?
Anywho, my singing career stopped after that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. That's actually mortifying.
That is. I feel embarrassing.
Ooh, that's pain. That's actually really painful.
I bet you think about that a lot.
Yeah, I'll be thinking about it now, yeah. Too.
That's mortifying.
My first week of college, I wore a flowy shirt dress. It was August. It was still hot out. I went to the bathroom, was washing my hands, and heard girls giggling. I ignored it. I walk out to the hallway. A boy yells, ma'am. I was wondering, who was he calling ma'am? I turn around and he yells, your dress. My dress was partially tucked into my underwear, and I was wearing a thong. My butt cheek was out. Thank goodness for that boy. Lifesaver.
I hate those girls.
The girls giggling?
Tell her. Wait, it was her first day of college?
Her first week of college.
Oh,
you have
bless
got
your soul.
To tell a fellow girl, if you were in the bathroom and you see a girl with her butt cheeks out.
Yes, girl.
Come on.
You do not deserve to call yourself a Barbie.
It is your duty to say something.
You have to.
You have to.
Even if it feels embarrassing, you have to. Waiting outside a restaurant after putting our names down and this man says, did you make a reservation? And I say, no, we didn't. It's so busy tonight though, hey? I hope we get a table. And he looks at me confused, and I realize he's on the phone, fully not talking to me.
Bye!
Love that for me. The extended conversation, too. Like, no, we didn't. It's so busy tonight out here. Oh, there's nothing worse than that.
That
I feel like that's
hilarious.
Happened to me before, and I'm trying to think of when, but I can't.
I was
going
to say, that,
it.
That's a very familiar feeling to me, and I'm trying to remember what the situation was.
Oh, it's so bad.
I've definitely waved. Like, someone waved. Yes. To me, and I'm like, and then I realize they're not waving to me.
That is so bad. That's
horrible.
So bad.
Absolutely mortifying. Yeah, not going on and on too. Like,
wait. I think it's Amber Filler Up. She posted about how on her Instagram stories, I'm pretty sure this is what it is. Correct me if I'm wrong, Amber, if you listen. She was like saying how the most embarrassing thing she did was she like gave birth and then her OBGYN was doing something like checking, was going in and like going to check something or like take her thing out. And she gave him a hug.
Yes, she did.
She was like, I thought he was like giving me a hug, like congratulations.
Please.
He's like, I'm just like checking your pillow or something. I can't remember what it was.
Yes, I remember that.
Nothing more awkward than that. Hugging your doctor.
Remember that? Wait, I don't want to say who it was. It's someone we know, but they wrote in about like being on a helicopter ride. And the guy was like... The guy was going to like make sure that they were buckled, like reached over to make sure they're buckled. And the person rode in, hugged him. Like
no.
thought he was trying to hug him to be like, all right, you guys ready? Literally hugs the like instructor. And he's like, I'm trying to buckle you in.
No, that's so
goodbye.
Bad. I feel.
There was one like that at the dentist. Someone. Oh, it's that classic video. You've seen it for sure. When the dentist is like holding his hand like this.
Oh, they finished?
And the girl's like trying to do the heart and he's like trying to grab a tool or something. I cannot. We need to post that.
Oh my gosh. Yes. One time, I always tell embarrassing stories about my mom, but this is an embarrassing story about my dad. So it's evening things out. Okay.
Perfect.
My dad was at the dentist and he was saying like this girl was the dental assistant and he was doing the x-rays. Right. And so he was like, she would be like, okay, I'm going to put this in here and then clamp down.
Uh-huh.
So she like put it in and then my dad clamped down or she's like, okay, something. and he like clamped down. And she was like, no, that's my finger.
You're joking. Like, you're joking. You're joking.
Dad's like, I was clenching. You know when you get the x-ray things and you're like clenching your jaw?
So tight.
She's like, that's my finger. And so she took it out and he was like, I feel so stupid that I just literally chopped your finger.
Probably bit so hard as
yes,
well.
Yes, so hard.
Oh my gosh.
Ever wish you had visibly thicker hair, or how about less shedding? Maybe stress is causing your hair to thin, or is it the other way around? There are multiple root causes of hair thinning, and Nutrafol addresses key root causes through a whole body approach to hair health. We love Nutrafol in this household and at this podcast. I started taking Nutrafol and I actually genuinely believe that it did help my hair grow a lot. I look back at photos and I'm like, my hair has grown so much. It's actually the longest it's literally ever been.
It is so long.
And I feel like it's very healthy as well. So Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength. From postpartum to menopause, no matter your life stage, Nutrafol has four unique formulas to support women. Each is physician formulated using drug-free, science-backed ingredients so you get the most reliable results.
I actually heard about Nutrafol the first time when I was postpartum and I hadn't yet experienced the postpartum hair loss. But all these girls were posting about, you know, taking Nutrafol, how much it helped them. And so I jumped on the train as well, because there really is something that just knocks your confidence when your hair is thinning or you notice, you know, you have less hair in certain areas. So you can go to Nutrafol.com to take their hair health wellness quiz, identify causes of your thinning hair, and Nutrafol will give you a personalized plan for better hair growth through their whole body health approach. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting root causes of thinning. So stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism through whole body health. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code WHATWESAID. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code what we said. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code what we said. It'll be linked in the show notes. You guys know what time it is. It's that time of the year again. It's uncuffing season, aka summer, aka the best time to be single, the best time to have fun and make some unforgettable memories. And Tinder is here to help you find that perfect partner for those moments, okay? Tinder is the world's most popular dating app. That means the most opportunity to find whatever it is you were looking for. You know, Tinder's been around since I was dating, and that was a while ago, okay? So they've had time to perfect the craft. Tinder has more safety features than any other dating app, which is amazing because, let's be honest, men can be scary. Girls too, but us girls know. Success on Tinder can mean whatever you want it to. So if you're looking for just, you know, a fun night out, fun date, maybe you're looking for free dinner. I don't know what it is. We don't judge here at the What We Said podcast, but Tinder's got it.
1.5 million Tinder users go on an in real life date every week, which that's pretty awesome. It actually is really great that they have all these safety features because, as you guys know, if you have listened to this podcast for a while and you've heard our dating app horror stories, you know, you don't, there can be some scary things happening out there. So it's really nice that they have some features in place to keep our Valley girls safe. Other apps are hard. Tinder is easy and fun. Tinder just released Relationship Goals, which is a new status for your profile that shows others what type of connections you are looking for. Relationship Goals is just one of many features that Tinder has released to make sure you're comfy on the app and, you know, give people an idea of what you're looking for so that the right one can swipe on over and match with you. On Tinder, it starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today and explore all the possibilities for yourself. Go check it out.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, I was just on vacation in Guatemala with my boyfriend and his family. I ended up getting sick and needing an antibiotic. No one told me my pee would be legit neon yellow. We were all hanging out in the pool and I decided to pee in the water. sitting within a foot from my boyfriend's dad.
No.
I have a neon yellow cloud forming around me in the water. I tried to wave the water away from me, only made the circle of neon pee larger. So embarrassing. I had to own up to it and then get laughed at. Oh. That is mortifying, especially being with your boyfriend's dad.
Yes. Not a worse person, honestly.
Not a worse person.
Because if it's their mom, it's like, okay, it's a girl, whatever. We feel comfortable. But oh my gosh.
That is next level bad.
That's like after the movie, I think it was Grown Ups, where it was like the pee turns dark blue. Everyone was terrified.
Oh, I was never the same.
Yeah. I don't think anybody
I'm
does
still
that.
Terrified to I'm not. Pee in pools. Or even like, honestly, any body of water. I'm like, everyone's going to know.
Really? Even the ocean?
I mean, I don't frequent the ocean, but yeah, in like lakes or anything. I'm like, I
cannot.
You don't
pee in lakes?
I get scared. I get scared people can see.
Yeah, and sometimes when it takes too long, you're like peeing forever. You're like, I'm just treading water.
But the water's like clear too sometimes. It's like, can you literally
see?
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I will always be a peeing in water person. I love it.
I love it.
I love it. The best place to pee, honestly. The worst is when I've really been trying though, like not to pee whenever I get in water, because literally now that I've been doing, I think it's when I started when I was a lifeguard and all of us would always just pee in the water because it's such a chlorinated pool that nothing's living in that thing, okay? Everything's dying, including your skin and your hair. And so we would always like joke about how we pee in the pool. And I think from then it started my bad bladder control. And remember I was telling you about that thing that was like, if you have to pee every time you get in the shower, you have bad bladder control.
Yeah, which I do.
Yeah. And I've really been trying not to like, I've been trying to control my bladder. And because sometimes you get in water and you really, you can't pee. Like you get in a hot tub. I'm not peeing in a hot tub. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Not much more disgusting than peeing in a pool, but. Or a bath. Have you ever gone to a bath? You're like, dang, I have to pee.
Oh, 100%.
It's the freaking worst.
It is the worst.
Okay, anyways. Sometimes I forget people listen to this podcast and I literally say way too much. Okay, same. This is the worst story of all time. I went number two and wiped, and I went out to my boyfriend and he was watching me get changed, and I started to like pose for him in the nude, LOL. And he said I still had poop on me.
Where?
I literally died. I was so embarrassed, but he was nice about it, LMAO, and is still my BF to this day, IDK how.
Where was the poop located? Like, just
obviously
like,
on her butt.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, like, was she like bending over? Was it literally her like hole or just like a cheek? Like, did it like get somewhere on her cheek or something?
More I'm thinking about it, especially if you're trying to be cute and like pose, like, and you're naked, you're like so vulnerable. And you have poop on your butt.
If that happened to me now, I would get a divorce and move out of the country. Like,
no. I used to do Taekwondo and I had a little
slay.
I had a little crush on this cute older guy in the class. One time at the beginning of class, we were doing some floor exercises. We were doing leg lifts. And the way I was positioned, my bottom half was right next to the guy's head. The class was silent. And all of a sudden, I let out a loud fart without warning, not once, but twice. I will never forget how he looked up at me with a look of absolute disgust. I spent the rest of the class being mortified, and let's just say he never spoke to me again.
No. Not it being right by his head.
That's honestly disrespectful.
I would flee the country to fart on his head.
If someone farts near your head, like, that is the ultimate sign of disrespect.
Oh, for sure.
So I would also look at you with disgust.
The fact that it's like this cute older guy she has a crush on too.
Oh, that's so bad.
That is so bad. There is just something about like bodily functions when you don't, just unexpected things that just, it is the worst of all time.
Shout out to freaking nurses or people who work and that's part of their job is like dealing with other people's bodily functions. I don't know how you do that.
I do not know how. I truly don't. Okay, I am one of those don't wear underwear to the gym people. I would like to talk about that. Okay. Do you wear underwear to the gym?
I don't know.
To your workout?
Like, to Pilates, no. I don't really go to the gym anymore.
Well, when you work out?
When I'm running, no, because I have, like, my running shorts. Line, whatever. But when I go to Pilates, no.
I thought you were a wear underwear to the, like, with your leggings person.
I was until I honestly was like postpartum and had very strict advice from my doctor to let her breathe. So,
oh, I never wear underwear with like leggings or anything like to work out. And I remember,
I feel like we've had this conversation.
We have, but I remember someone posting about it and like the common consensus being like, what? Like, I'm like, wait, you're kidding. I thought no one, I did not know people like, it seems like so many layers, like leggings are so tight.
Yeah. I mean, you can only wear
so uncomfortable.
I think if you're on your period or something and you want to wear some extra.
Yeah, yeah.
I totally get that. Or if you, if
you're comfortable with
that. I will also wear underwear if I don't want to like
it to be like see-through.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Okay. Anyway, back to the story. I'm one of those I don't wear underwear to the gym people. I was doing squats in a very busy Gold's Gym near my college campus. All of a sudden, everything feels very airy down there. My leggings had completely ripped up the seam. There was no way to hold the giant hole closed. The two guys behind me on the leg press machine got a very nice view of my butt and vagina. I then had to walk the half mile back to my apartment trying to hold it closed as best as I could.
Oh my gosh.
New fear unlocked.
New fear unlocked. We will be wearing underwear.
I will now. Oh my gosh. Imagine if you just had nothing on you, like no sweatshirt to cover.
And leggings are the worst of all because, yeah, they don't have, the only thing holding them together is that seam, baby.
That literal stitch.
And if that goes away, it's not like pants where it's like you could kind of just walk funny and they'll stay together. I'm so sorry that happened to you. That is so terrifying.
That is atrocious. That was my last one, by the way.
Okay, I have one more. It's PG-13, by the way. Okay. One time my boyfriend and I used lube for the first time when having sex. After we did it, his mom called. He answered and they chatted for a minute or so. They said, bye, love you, and hung up the phone. I then asked my boyfriend to give me his review of the lube. He said it was fun, but his balls were still sticky. Then we heard his mom sniffle on the phone.
Oh!
My boyfriend flung his phone across the room and we never spoke about it.
Oh my, that...
I can't think of anything worse.
No, 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 no. Not the review. Give me your review.
Of the lube. Oh my gosh. That is, I don't even know how old you are too. I can only imagine if it's like, they don't maybe know you're having sex or something. And it's just.
Oh
wow.
My gosh. Wait, did she say after they were done, his mom called?
Mm-hmm.
Happened to call? Okay.
Yeah.
I was just making sure.
Hopefully
they didn't
call
her. I don't know why they would, but yeah, maybe she didn't hear.
Maybe.
I think we've talked about this, but do you remember the viral like live photo that went around on Twitter of the girl?
The boy swinging his thing around?
Yeah.
Yes.
The girl sent, she like got engaged and she sent a photo of her hand with the ring on it to like a group text, a group message. And it was a live photo. And so if you clicked and watched the live photo, it's like her hand next to bed. They're like in a hotel room. It's like her hand next to the bed. And then it just kind of pans over a little bit. And it's her boyfriend or her fiance swinging his freaking thing around, being stupid. Like you can tell it's like he's just being silly. But like she caught it in the live photo. But in just the photo, when you're looking at it, it's like just her hand in the ring. You have to hold down to see it.
Live photos,
cannot.
They're so dangerous. They are so
They have sound
dangerous.
On them as well.
Yes. They can hear what you're saying. Never.
Never send a live photo.
Like, I feel like Apple has changed that setting. Or maybe I've changed that setting on my phone where it's not just an automatic live photo.
No, mine isn't either.
Because that is horrible. That's Every time
horrifying.
Someone sends me a live photo, I'm like, oh, great. I get to watch this.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's
the
going,
tea?
Literally, what's the 411?
What are you guys talking about back there?
No, it is... Ooh, chilling, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. I'm
oh
terrified,
my gosh.
You guys.
I am terrified of the leggings.
No, that is
that
so scary. Imagine
really
being
unlocked.
In Pilates and you're doing like feet and straps and you're doing like the,
the circles.
Leg circles and you're freaking... I mean, that wouldn't be as embarrassing because you're in a room of girls.
It's like all girls. But still, that makes me always want to bring something to potentially cover myself with.
Yeah.
I'm terrified.
No, that's terrifying. Please tell me it was like a really old pair of leggings or something.
Oh, thank you guys so much for writing in. If you're a new listener to the podcast, these are all your
stories. You're too late.
So you're done. You should have found us earlier. No, you can be in any of these episodes if you want to write in and we might choose your story. Or if you want to write in for advice, if there's a situation where you know, you need boy advice, friend advice. We have an advice column every last Friday of the month. And so what you're going to want to do is go to our Instagram. That's the hub for everything. And we will like post on our stories, little links and stuff if you want to write in for anything. So it's at What We Said Podcast. We also have summer merch right now. It's really, really cute, you guys. Valley Girl Tea. On Tuesdays, we listen to What We Said, Baby Tea, mugs. We got the whole shebang. So go check it out. And if you're feeling very, very generous, you can leave us a 5-star rating and review. Specifically on Spotify, it's the easiest thing ever. It's also really easy on Apple Podcast. We love you guys so, so much. And
that's what we said.
Goodbye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.